And now, for the first time on KCPR San Luis Obispo, the final episode of Little Orphan Amy. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Oh, wait a minute. Here we go. Good evening and welcome twice again to the adventures of Little Orphan Amy. We left you last week up in the air, so to speak. Well, at least the ball was. As the quarterback, whoever he is. Well, I could always be a girl, you know, with all this Title IX garbage. I mean, it's not garbage or anything. I mean, well, maybe a little bit. I mean, can you imagine a girl playing football and at quarterback at that? I mean, I don't want to sound offensive or anything, but let's face facts. Girls just don't have what it takes to be, well, much of anything, really. I didn't really mean that, but they probably do some things very well, like having kids. No, but seriously, some of my best friends are girls. I wouldn't want my sister to marry one offhand. Oh, women, and they get so moody at that time. Well, you know, I mean...
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Oh, why, certainly.
What about your mother?
Hey, now, wait a minute. I mean, just hold on there. You know, I mean, you know, you actors with your bit parts, and you, I mean, you're always picking on me, right? You know, sure. I get star billing, you're just a crummy little Susie Swissy. You're probably an archy major, too. I can tell just by that cruddy expression. Well, listen. I've had enough from you. I hope you don't have any lines in this script, because, frankly, I don't give a damn about... little Susie Swiss cheese, and most people don't. Now, what would we do without the narrator? But happens. Oh, look what you've done. I've got this headache, and I've actually had it all day, but it really hurts now. I mean, I can't even find my Tylenol. I'm just so upset. Well, as I was saying, I only hope I get a chance to lie down after this. Well, the quarterback of the State University football team has thrown a last-second pass to Bruce Queen. If he catches it, he'll be a hero for at least a week. But if he blows it, I mean, drops it. Words change so much these days, especially, you know how gay used to mean gay and fine and wonderful. You know, nobody ever cared about gay. You should see the actors right now in front of me when I said gay, why every one of their expressions went, you know, ashen, as if we can't say gay on the radio anymore. What is wrong with gay? Not a thing. It's what your filthy minds make it out to be, you know? So I'm going to say blow it, and I don't want you to think about oral sex! Okay. Let's hope that he doesn't blow it. He will get the wrath of everyone, from the university president down to the salad girls at the dining hall, and even down as far as Astrid and Cliff. Good luck, Bruce.
Coach said I was supposed to meet it around here somewhere. Where could it be?
You better catch it, Bruce.
I don't think I'd want to catch anything from Bitsy.
Where could it be? I am certain it...
Oh, no, the worst... possible place to hit him, in the hands.
Say, but he caught it, look.
And State University has managed to snatch victory from the jaws of submission. We'll be back with more, but first a word about a lemon fresh room deodorizer that looks like the Statue of David.
Hey, we ought to have a victory party for Bruce tonight.
Yeah, we can make popcorn.
Oh boy, I'll start popping as soon as we get back.
Sounds great, I'll make some brownies.
Oh no.
Well, I've got to be going now.
Aren't you coming to our victory party, Bitsy?
Hey, she's got a victory party of her own to go to, Amy.
I sure do.
Hey, but where will we have it?
How about the beach?
Now, I like sand in my boots about as much as I like gravel in my chew.
Sounds like he already has some.
Well, gravel does have many important minerals necessary to a healthy diet.
Would you just shut up?
How about the dorm?
Say, but we can only have legal drinks in the dorm. By the way, where did Dave Sturm go?
He's on duty. He went back to the dorm.
Oh, I am certain we can arrange relative safety from the threats of a long or short form.
Especially the short form.
I don't get it.
Bradley, my friend, that has been obvious from the very beginning.
Well, he did have a little fling. You could say he got the seal of approval.
The new motto around here ought to be State University, where men are men, women are men.
Hey!
Sheep are nervous, and so are the seals.
Hey, look here, Tommy. Captain Angstrom.
Whoa, kind of a low blow.
He deserved it.
What about the party, man? Hey, Bradley, did you have some idea for Dave?
Well, sir, we could take care of Dave very easily, but I need 10 cents.
Well, here. I think I've got... here's a dime.
Thank you, sir, but I need pennies.
What do you need pennies for, Bradley?
Oh!
Now,
Never mind, Amy.
Brilliant. Utterly brilliant.
Simplicity is what makes great art. And Bradley, you just thought up a masterpiece.
Necessity is the mother of invention. I can't believe it. The oldest trick in the book.
But still the best for nosy RAs.
Let's get this party going!
All right! All right!
Boy, oh boy, history will be made tonight. As it turned out, Dave didn't make it straight to the dorms. His clogs broke down and he had to have them repaired. The gang discovers the absence of Dave as they start their party very carefully.
Hey, what do we do if Dave comes?
We'll just have to watch out for him and be prepared to steer him to his room when he gets back. Let's not have anything to drink till then.
Where's Bruce Queen? He should have been here by now.
He got a big blister on his foot after the game. They had to open it up.
Ew,
and let the pus drain out.
How gross.
What's gross?
The pus?
Oh, don't say that word.
Oh, you mean the pus just dripping out of his foot.
Oh, cut it out.
Pus.
Hey, Sandy, do you know what's even grosser than that?
Oh,
know
no.
What?
Watching two vampires fight over a used...
Come in.
Is this Constance Payne, not my roommate's room?
Congratulations!
Congratulations!
All right, Bruce.
Good catch,
Bruce.
As everyone congratulates Bruce, you know, I just can't help thinking what'll happen if they lose next week's game. I mean, they'll make Bruce feel like the goat. Yeah, what have you done for me lately? But isn't it the truth? But then again, I won't be around next week. Well, anyway, as everyone congratulates Bruce, let's see what kind of chicanery Ashley, Cliff, and Anita are up to.
Oh, wow. Ashley, do you have any more of that instant alcohol?
Say, hey, we've got a little bit, but we can always get more from Bradley.
Hey, you know what we should do? We should fix Amy a drink.
Why should we waste it on her?
Cliff, do you remember the first time you really got wasted?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, at the time, would you have spent any of your own money on that stuff?
Probably not.
See what I mean?
But I was only 6 at the time. I didn't have any money.
Well, come on, do a good deed for today.
Have a heart, Cliff.
Okay. But I'm not gonna give it to her. I don't even think she trusts me.
Okay, I'll do it. I just love college.
As the Lodies prepare for their goodwill mission, let's listen as Dave Sturm makes his way back to Mojave Hall. Really interesting guy, that Dave, whatever you want to call him. Well, we return to Constance's room, where Anita Fix is delivering Amy's refreshments.
Oh, it's really good. Gotta try some.
Thanks a lot. You know, I drink Ting every morning for breakfast. It went with the astronauts to the moon, you know.
Well, you'll be there pretty soon.
We go to another corner of the room where Tommy Tubes is talking with the rest of the guys.
Hey, you know, while we're waiting for Dave, why don't we do a popular activity that hasn't been done since early 1974?
1974?
What is this?
Watergate? The Oakland A's?
Oh.
What is it, sir?
I know what it is.
What is it?
But we have to go upstairs and change.
If the electricity were suddenly to go off, say.
Why am I all of a sudden thinking of Ray Stevens?
Because you're thinking what I'm thinking.
Bradley, could you arrange it so the lights go off in exactly 3 minutes?
It could be arranged, sir.
What are you talking about?
All right, men. Everyone upstairs to their respective rooms, and in exactly 3 minutes from now, meet at the stairwell
with the appropriate attire.
Look at that. I just love it when they revive old fads. Meanwhile, let's listen as Dave Sturm is getting closer and closer. I suppose we shouldn't expect too much from a person with an obvious learning disability. But back to Constance's room and the effects of Ting.
Do you know what's wrong with Amy, Constance?
No, why?
Well, she keeps staring at that ocean wave poster and brushing her hair and her face and... Shh, here she comes.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, everybody.
Amy, do you feel all right?
Hi, everybody.
What have you got in that glass?
Just fine.
Amy, dear, you haven't been smoking anything, have you?
Oh, just some Ting breakfast drink.
You haven't been smoking anything, have you?
Of course not. That will give you cancer.
I see.
Of course, I don't have to worry because I'm a Gemini.
Aren't you afraid someone might take advantage of you in the state you are in?
That's impossible. No one could ever take advantage of me because I don't even own a Vantage. I haven't ever met even one before even ever.
Blitz.
Wasn't that a song? Gemini. Gemini was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine.
Hey, what happened to the lights?
Blackout.
Blackout!
Cosmic, then it's not just me.
Hey, where's a flashlight? A candle? Anything.
I got one. Let's go in the hall.
Oh, it's so dark out
here.
Oh,
no.
I don't understand.
Streakers!
Streakers!
Oh, my God.
Why?
Say what?
It don't matter to me.
Dave Sturm, madder than anyone has ever seen him, escorts the unresisting Amy to his room. Yeah, to demand an explanation. That's what the script says. Sure, good old Dave. Amy, feeling no pain, doesn't mind. Meanwhile, the Streakers reassemble upstairs to discuss the situation.
He took Amy into his room. This is the perfect opportunity.
Say, but he's madder than I've ever seen him before.
I don't know if it'd be so wise.
What's going on, everybody?
Oh, hi, Bradley.
Great job with the lights, Bradley.
I don't know if we should do this.
It could be very dangerous.
I don't want to get kicked out of school.
Or away from Mary Lou.
Would you all listen for a minute? Now, we've been through many trials and tribulations together, right?
Right.
We've had difficult times, but we've all made it through, right?
Yeah, right. Sure.
Now, in a moment of apparent defeat, are we just going to quit? No. Are we going to resign our duty to have a good time before we get out of here? Do you realize that in less than 4 years, we will all have to obtain gainful employment, and in later years, we will most likely be settled, domesticated, civilized, with a wife and kids. It's true. And think of the girls down there, be they in their future secretaries, housewives, or corporate executives. Are you going to deny them their right to pursue happiness in a fashion not unlike yours? Are we men?
Say, we are Devo.
Shut up, you incipient, beef-witted, empty-minded, sap-headed numbskull. Nothing personal, of course. Are we going to concede, knuckle under, submit to an untested quantity? We are not submitters. We are dominant, right?
Right.
And we are going to party, right?
Right.
And we are going to have a good time, right?
Right.
And we are going to show the girls the best time they have ever had.
Right.
Well then, men, what are we?
Jeez, I don't know. Gee, what, huh? I don't know what.
Well then, men, what are we?
Men.
It was just so moving. Oh, excuse me, would you? Oh, boy, that was good. Jeez. Like, well, we go down to see now the... go down. Jeez, sometimes I amaze myself. Well, we just go down to see what is happening with the girls.
I think we'd better go see Dave.
And make at least some sort of explanation, at least for Amy's sake.
Okay, let's go. I'll have you know that I'm really disgusted.
But as they get to Dave's room, they meet the gentleman.
But what if he finds out who did it?
He'll never know.
The pennies are now in place. He'll never get out.
Dave, at that instant, tries the door.
Amy, I can't get loose. Hey, Todd? Ashley, Clem, Leroy, Bruce, I gotta get out of here. Come on, hey, come on.
So much for anonymity.
Hey, what are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here?
We just came down to apologize.
Susie, Mary Lou.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Say, good idea, Todd. Let's go.
Hey, goodbye.
However, a thoughtful escape comes to mind as he reaches for the telephone, but still, a touch too late.
On the phone again. Hello?
Say, hey, tell you what, Dave, we'll let you listen to the party. Bye now.
hung on the phone again.
Oh, Dave.
What you gonna do?
Dave!
What?
And so the party begins, and what a party. Bitsy comes by later, and after coming and going, in and out of Constance's room for about 2 hours, tacky, she and Bradley are seen leaving together. Gadget announces she is going to start macrameing a dining room table. Leroy starts reciting his part in a Shakespearean play in which he took part in junior high school, and quite well, as a matter of fact. And Todd confesses secretly his desire to make sure the world gets the right kind and proper amount of insurance. Tommy pairs up with Gadget, Sandy with Constance, and Clem with Mary Lou. About 5 a.m, Todd and Cliff release the pennies from Dave's door, but nobody opens the door. Then the two of them, Ashley and whoever else they could round up, climb up the hill behind the dorms to watch the sunrise. As they head off to breakfast, they meet Bitsy and Bradley.
Good morning to you.
Say, hey, what happened to your shirt, Bradley?
What do you mean?
Like your top button isn't buttoned, and neither are the three under that.
Oh, that? So what?
And what happened to your voice?
Never mind about that. You guys just run along. Come along, Dodger Dog.
Right behind you, Bitsy.
The gang manages breakfast all right, and as they amble up the steps of Mojave Hall, well, who do you think they meet?
Dave, are you still alive?
Are you okay?
Yeah, I guess I'm alive.
Alive again?
Yeah, whatever. How was the party?
Oh, we had a great time. You should have been there.
Yeah, well, maybe next time. You guys are making lots of noises.
Hey, Dave, can I ask you a question?
Sure, go ahead. I'm ready.
You're talking so strange.
What do you mean strange?
Well, you used to always have a familiar sound to you.
Well, I can't explain that. I don't know.
By the way, how's Amy? Did you have to sleep on the floor?
Not exactly.
Well, here she comes now. Hi, Amy.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Hey, how's everything?
Oh, pretty good.
Well, we better get cleaned up. Come on, let's go.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Well, how you doing, Amy?
Hi, Dave.
I don't believe this at all.
You know, Dave, I don't think my Uncle Julius would approve of this. I really think maybe we ought to get married.
Married?
No, Dave, I'm serious.
You're serious?
Yeah, I can start looking for an apartment, I guess, this week. When do you want me to check out?
Amy, you can check out any time you like. But you can never leave.
Will Dave and Amy tie the knot? Will they get married? Will Uncle Julius show up with a shotgun? Tune in next week and hear Amy say, Amy, wait. There is no next week. This is it? Well, tune in next week when we count down the top 91 of all time right here for the final edition of Countdown. But this is really it, isn't it? It lasted so short a time. Well, goodbye, Susie.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Bitsy.
Bye.
Goodbye, Bradley.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Ashley.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye, Anita.
Cosmic, see you later.
Yeah, later for you. Goodbye, Dave.
So long.
Goodbye, Mary Lou.
Bye.
Goodbye, Clem.
See you later, man.
And good riddance, you lousy bastard. Goodbye, Jed. There is no Jed. Goodbye, Leroy.
Goodbye, narrator.
Goodbye, Todd.
Bye.
Goodbye, Tommy.
Bye.
Goodbye, Constance.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Amy.
Goodbye, Mr. Narrator.
Little Orphan Amy is written and produced by the staff and management of Case... Oh. I don't... Oh. Who the hell are you? I didn't. Goodbye, Sandy.
We'll see you later.
Goodbye, Cliff.
We'll see you, narrator.
Goodbye, Bruce. Does that mean football season is over, Coach?
Little Orphan Amy is written, produced... There's another one?
Gadget.
Boy, there are a lot of people with bit parts.
Say go, Gadget.
Goodbye, Gadget. Little Orphan Amy is written and produced by the staff and management of KCPR. The storyline bore resemblance to most people, probably you, stay tuned for credits. For the entire cast of the 1979 production of Little Orphan Amy, this is your pronouncer speaking.
Ha 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 ha!